Retail stores are usually packed the day after Christmas as consumers return and exchange merchandise and poke around for discounts. Kurt Barnard is president of Barnard's Retail Consulting Group in Upper Montclair, New Jersey. He says shoppers won't be disappointed with the prices this year.
Bargains galore there will be. Believe me when I say that. We understand that from some companies like Sears or Kohl's, for example, they have discounts as much as 70%. Which is really extraordinary.
So those discounts are better than past years?
Well, those discounts are perhaps a little better than last year, but what we have to keep in mind is that while they may be a little better in some cases, simply because last year was such a dismal season, this year around there's less merchandise in the pipelines. Retailers got burned terribly last year, and as a result, they ordered much less merchandise this time around, and there's less merchandise to mark down, which, of course, is good for retailers and not so good for consumers.
When consumers take advantage of post-Christmas sales, does that give you any preview of what might happen in the first quarter of 2004?
Unfortunately, it does not. People go to stores today to find extraordinary bargains, but the bargains are going to be there regardless of what happens in January or February or March or April. But in order to understand what is going to happen in the first quarter of next year, we have to look at a totally different scenario. Essentially, retailing and consumer spending are basically the function of a, what we say, a four-letter word, J-O-B-S, jobs. When jobs are plentiful, consumers are usually willing to go on buying binges, spending sprees, and certainly to spend freely. When jobs are hard to get, not easy to find, then consumers become extremely cautious. And when they go shopping, they tend to first look at the price tag and then at the product.
So all this good economic news we're hearing about hasn't affected sales, retail sales, because consumers are being cautious?
Consumers are very cautious and have been very cautious these past couple of months, and they clearly did not go on buying binges the way retailers hoped they would. And I will also tell you that this business about jobs is extremely pervasive. We certainly understand that the economy appears to be improving, and that, of course, is good. But whatever improvements there may be have not yet reached Main Street, USA.
Kurt Barnard is president of Barnard's Retail Consulting Group in Upper Montclair, New Jersey.